having brought new business to Elbert County, and they must go through the planning department, and the then director of the planning department put such roadblocks in their ways that they were turned aside, and as if these are direct minutes, the minutes do not reflect the purpose of the ECDC or me going before the Board of County Commissioners. What we simply wanted to do was to point out that this man was incompetent and that he was definitely anti-growth, and indeed there were executive sessions, etc., to try and fire this gentleman. It's not germane to the fact that he, you know, got away with it by having a very adept attorney provided for it. If we go on down to see the denouement of that, Board of County Commissioners, ECDC, in order to circumvent the Planning Commission, asked that all the planning director direct any application of an economic or development nature to ECDC so that we could get with them and explain to them how the bylaws and the 1041 regulations did allow for all economic and commercial development to be fast-tracked in Elbert County, a thing which was obscured by the planning director. And we were rejected in this. There is a significant error in the part of apparently the official record. We read down at the bottom, the Board of County agreed for ECDC to prepare a synopsis of master plan 1041 procedures related to economic development for the planning director's review and approval. That, to my understanding, is not what happened. Someone sucked something out of one's thumb there. It just simply was not the case. We were turned down. We lost. At one time, because we were soliciting significant financial support, we inquired of the Board of County Commissioners to see as a courtesy if we could use the Elbert County logo on some of our promotional materials. There was a categorical and resounding no to that from the Board of County Commissioners.
Mr. Grosbeck, let me just ask you, these references to Economic Development Council and ECDC, are they intended to be, are they the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no explanation for the confusion. As you saw, the our registered name is Elbert County Development Council.
Okay. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
That's quite all right. Thank
discussing
you.
The logo.
Yes. We couldn't even use the artwork in order to help promote what we felt were the best interests of Elbert County. This next thing of Grosbeck appearing before the Board of County Commissioners, informing them of his meeting with Lincoln County Commissioners, Lincoln County Director of Economic Development, and the McAlpin Group is, there's no G in that, they're Scots, by the way.
Where are you?
I'm on page 7. I'm just below the refusal of use of the county logo.
Okay.
And as I see this, this is nothing more sinister than an active citizen fulfilling his responsibilities as, you know, getting involved in government. I think if an action against an active citizen such as this will have a very dampening effect upon people wanting to get involved in government. Again, it's pointed out that ECDC and the BioAg Foundation, again, are 501c6 and 501c3, respectively, and that I was, again, involved in trying to facilitate these things, largely because I have sometimes have some time on my hands to do these things. Again, this is, we go down to my report on the 15th of December. This is nothing more than an active citizen giving a status report about a wind project, which will bring significant revenues to the county. And it is just now, 3 years later, that they are getting serious about coming to Elbert County. ECDC has helped this group, this wind group, and has set up town meetings for them to talk with the citizens and so on. Again, a non-governmental action by individual citizens. We go to page 8 of 10, where an individual came to ECDC who ran a car dealership in Elbert County and was received prejudicial and punitive action from the Planning Commission. The race card was used, etc. And we championed this young man's cause, and the county attorney was going to take the file civil action against this individual, this businessman, and so on. We went and said, please give us an opportunity to work this out. Do not take him to court right away. And indeed, we had some mixed agreement with the Board of County Commissioners. Again, there was no collusion between the County Commissioners and the Board of County Commissioners and ECDC. You are simply, they are a governing body, and we are a group of citizens trying to do good for what we understand to be the health and welfare of Elbert County. We were intervening as citizens for an individual being harassed by the planning director. When the plaintiff lists all these people, Spring Valley Vistas, PUD, preliminary plat, 1041 permit. I don't know why that's there. It's innuendo and meaningless because ECDC is not mentioned in that list. It's just simply there to look like there's more evidence. We come to the reprinting of the outside of the brochure as evidence that ECDC contributed money in favor to the referred measure. It's no piece of evidence and says nothing whatsoever. Now, the only piece of evidence in this presentation is the copy of the Elbert County Transportation Initiative submission to the Secretary of State, where it mentions a $100 contribution made. This $100 contribution, if you will turn over to the addendum, is made by CHO for Elko Development Council. The circumstances of this were that Laurie Kelly, our agent, called me up. CHO said, I think that I drew down the account. I said, Laurie, not to worry, I'll throw in $100 and I think we're covered. I drove down to the bank of choice, several miles from my home, and pulled $100 out of my pocket and checked to make sure that was going to do it. Pulled $100 out of my pocket, started to fill out the thing, and I got Charles. And frankly, I remembered my wife's disapproval of my involvement in these political endeavors, and I knew that this could be reported, as has been reported by Mr. Imperial. So I wrote, Charles paused for Economic Development Council, so that my name would not be on there, and I did this in the name of domestic tranquility. If there was a nefarious, questionable act in relation to ECDC contributing money to this transportation initiative, this is it. 1.4% of the budget that caused this great sea change of voting in Elbert County. Plaintiff has taken, I believe, the wrong path to set aside the certified results of a action. The plaintiff seems to be ignorant of the legal processes. He wants to ask that he wanted the case to be held before the 1st of November so that not 1 cent of taxes. We are in the wrong court for his motivations. I believe he has just simply described in redacting out and then editing it to his own purposes, trying to make ordinary citizens gathered together, granted, as a 501c6, 501c, whatever, 501c6, to be somehow a governmental agency. In no way, it cannot be demonstrated in any manner or form. If we go to the request for summary judgment, all of these things have been mentioned before on page 2 of 26 pages in this case here, where it is pointed out that I forgot to deal with this, we went through there, the $10,000.
You know what, why don't we, if we're going to go through the entire exhibit 2, is that your plan? I think maybe we ought to take a break before we do that, okay? So we'll take...
I'm almost done.
Are you almost done?
Oh, sure.
Okay, we can
go. I forgot to speak to the $10,000 as being public funds. This is a very murky thing in the history of Albert County. Back when Union Pacific sold off its rights of way under... I believe the guy, Starkey, a Democrat, was county commissioner at the time. He said, well, if you're going to pull out and get rid of these lands, I want you to set aside a fund to promote economic development in Albert County. These were funds from the Union Pacific Railroad, and I don't know the proper term, but the Board of County Commissioners were made trustees, that is, they had control over them, but they were not, as the Board of County Commissioners continually affirmed, they were not public funds. I believe the neighborhood, there were $120,000 or more dollars in this fund. By the time the present ECDC came into existence, I believe there were approximately $60,000 of those funds. Approximately $60,000 of those funds were used for this opportunity assessment.
I'm sorry, how much money was used and what?
Approximately $60,000. The remaining balance of the Union Pacific Development, Commercial Development, Economic Development Fund.
Okay.
Was used for what? What was the purpose? I'm sorry, I missed that. What was the purpose of the $60,000?
I don't think we got there yet.
Okay. The $60,000 is what you have either misinterpreted or misquoted as a $10,000 issue to what was misquoted or misused to Vanderwall and Associates, actually to Chesney and Associates, and it was an amount of $60,000, not $10,000.
So the minutes are wrong, they should reflect
60,000? I have no idea, Brooks. I don't know what you're looking at. I know what happened.
Okay.
So you're saying that $60,000 of this fund went to Chesney and Associates?
Correct.
What is Chesney and Associates?
They were a consultant who worked up a so-called opportunity assessment that pointed out has given us a useful document to approach various people to show how advantageous it would be to establish industry in eastern Elbert County. We have what they call an intermodal nexus there, the confluence of Union Pacific Railroad, Interstate 70, major pipelines and electrical transmission lines, access to DIA, it's very close to DIA, etc.
And what does this have to do with ECDC?
It was a project that we did that the plaintiff is saying we received public monies for back in 2001. Therefore, because we received public monies in 2001, ECDC violated election laws by my personal $100 contribution to the transportation initiative.
Okay, what is the connection between Chesney and Associates and ECDC?
He was an employee, a consultant.
For ECDC?
Correct. Paid for by the Union Pacific funds. As far as the preponderance of evidence or anecdotal evidence here that various people who stand to have contracts with Elbert County Road and Bridge contributed to the transportation initiative, this is standard operating procedure. The same complaints can be made about the City County of Denver. How we got some of those things, we were invited to, as a transportation initiative, we were invited to make a plea before the Colorado Contractors Association for them to make contributions to the passage of this thing. It's done by every governmental institution within the state. We did very well. We had very good response. But after we went before them, Mayor Hickenlooper followed us with a much bigger baseball bat. And so we got rather small contributions from other companies. And he, of course, justified and got the significant amount of funds from the Board of the Colorado Contractors Association. That's the source of all that stuff. It's standard operating procedure throughout the industry and the state. There's no sinister, nothing sinister going on here whatsoever. I completely deny that ECDC is a government council under the VOCC. There is no documentation, no precedent, no nothing. It has expended public monies. In order to solve that problem, I believe that the investigation and audit would have to go back at least 20 years. And even if it were proved that that was public money, in 2001, as I understand the law of supporting things is in the present tense. It doesn't say any institution which ever received public monies may never contribute to an election cause. The law does not read that way. That is not within the law. ECDC, there is a piece of evidence that $100, 1.4% of the budget represented by the plaintiff was contributed in the name of ECDC. That was my private funds. Demonstrably. I rest my case.
Thank you.
one thing so that we're just settle on one thing. It does not seem to be in dispute that this particular election is a covered election. Are the parties agreeing that this was a local ballot issue submitted for the purpose of having its title fixed pursuant to Section 3111111, or had its title fixed pursuant to that section? Is that what we're talking about, a local ballot?
Yes,
I agree.
Okay.
Countywide local ballot.
Okay. Cross-examination, any questions you have, Mr. Imperial, for Mr.
I have a number of comments.
Okay, how long do you think you're going to be?
10 minutes.
Why don't we take a brief break here?